Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
A Cubs fan, I must add. How are you today, Terry?
Well, sure, because I grew up on the North Side, but I'm just basically a Chicago sports fan.
Yeah, I get it, too. If the Cubs were out of it and the Sox were in it, I'd be rooting for the Sox.
Exactly. Yeah. But to have two of them? Oh, no. Oh, well.
I know. That'd be crazy.
That's like having a bull market in stocks and no inflation. Wouldn't that be the greatest world?
Yeah, absolutely. I read about cola today. What do you know?
Well, what's going on now is that we had a consumer price released today. There was a drop this month from last month. The CPI increased consumer price index only 3.5% year over year. In May, it was up 4.2%. Why? Because gasoline prices came back down. No, we don't have to get into a big debate. Oil prices have gone back up in the last week, and so probably we could see a reversal. But every month, they estimate what might be the cost of living increase for Social Security next year. Now, last month, because we had high inflation, remember we had that 4.2% year-over-year inflation number for May, they were saying, gee, for next year, your check could go up about 4.7%. Today, now they're going, nah, the CPI is down a bit, so 3.7%. Look, it's never enough. The Social Security COLA, cost of living increase, is never enough because, you know, they increase Medicare premiums at the same time. So it's just one of those headlines that you know, people make. It's tough to be on a fixed income for sure.
Right. And every time the cost of a living adjustment goes up, everything else does as well, and people are not going to get ahead.
No, nobody's getting ahead. They announce it officially in October.
All right. You ready for some questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, because our texters love to hit you up for free advice, and I don't blame them one bit. let me see. Terry, is it more advantageous for a grandparent to open a 529 rather than parents when it comes time to apply for financial aid?
No, it used to be more advantageous for grandparents to open the accounts. There was a tax quirk, but they did away with that about 2 years ago. So you should probably have... Well, I'm going to say this in general. You should probably have one 529 account for the child. In Illinois, you go to brightstart.com, and it's a do-it-yourself thing. You don't need a broker. And you only run into trouble if you're over, I think it's $550,000 in assets in the account. So both parents and grandparents can contribute to the same account. The one, let's be realistic. You might as well have the parents be the custodian unless you, grandma and grandpa, are not so sure that mom or dad is going to really, you know, be financially sound. And then maybe you'd want to open your own separate 529 for the child. It could have two accounts.
Okay. Here's another one. Terry, what's your opinion of transferring traditional IRA money into the Roth but reducing tax exposure by making part of the investment in real estate development or gas and oil investment that would keep tax liability the same and not increase IRMA? Unless Fed taxes rate.
Whoa. Someone got really complicated. Let me say one thing. When you convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, part of your IRA or all of it, however much money you convert, you owe taxes on that in the year you do the conversion. Why would anyone pay taxes early? Well, maybe to get tax-free growth down the road when it becomes a Roth, to be not required to take out withdrawals, to let it keep growing if you don't need that money. There are a lot of reasons to do a Roth conversion. But you do owe taxes on the year in which you convert. And that tax bill is not only your federal income taxes, but it could add enough to your income to maybe impact your Medicare Part B and D premiums. And it doesn't matter what you do with the money after you convert it. If you have a custodian for an IRA, a Roth IRA in real estate, that's fine. But you're not saving any taxes. You owe taxes on the amount you convert in the year you convert.
They went on to say they're in their late 70s and they want to leave their savings to their two children.
Well, you can leave your savings to your two children by naming them as beneficiaries. No particular reason at this stage of the game to do the conversion and pay the taxes now. I think you need some fiduciary financial advice. Go look up at the top of terrysavage.com, the box that says find your trusted financial advisor, someone not trying to sell you something. You're getting too cute by far.
Okay, here goes another question. Is it better to take $40,000 for home improvements for $700,000 401k or do home equity, houses PIF?
House is paid in full. You don't have a mortgage. The question depends on what your whole financial picture looks like. If you're years from retirement, you don't. First of all, you may not be allowed to withdraw from your 401k for that. If it's an IRA, you might be able to make a withdrawal. You can borrow from some 401ks, but not from all of them. But you'd really like to keep that money growing tax deferred. You've got to do some home improvements, take out a quick home equity loan, and plan to pay it down quickly, not just interest only, and then have a balloon payment.
Okay. Soon to be 65-year-old, I want to know I'm fully employed if I have to sign up for any aspect of Social Security?
No, you do not. First of all, you are not going to sign up for Social Security until your full retirement age, which is going to be 67. And even better, if you're still working and you don't need the money, you'll get a big 8% increase for every year you delay until you're 70. Now, people think 65 because that's when Medicare starts. But if your job gives you health insurance and gives your spouse health insurance, for that matter, you do not have to sign up for Medicare. You should not sign up for Medicare because if your job also happens to give you a health savings account, once you sign up for Medicare, you can no longer contribute to that.
So even when you're turning 65, you do not need to sign up for anything.
Anything. Postpone it, especially if you have great health insurance at work. Now,
I get
some companies, small companies with fewer than 20 employees may require you to sign up for Medicare. But if your company gives you health insurance and does not require you to sign up for Medicare as a primary, definitely do not do it.
Okay. Because even friends ask me that. And I'm not sure. That's why we turn to you. Because you have all the answers, and that's what the key is.
But that's all I think about. You know so much about so much other stuff. You know so much about Sports Click and everything. All I do is focus on stuff like this.
You've been doing it your whole life. You know all the answers. What is another suggestion for when people are turning 67? That is the retirement age as of now, right? Mm-hmm. And so you sign up for Medicare and Social Security, even if you are working and you are employed and you have insurance?
No.
Not at all.
Let's talk. Social Security and Medicare are completely different. Social Security, your maximum benefit comes if you wait till age 70. And it's about 76% higher, that monthly benefit, than if you had signed up when you're first eligible at age 62. And yet maybe 30, 40% of people take Social Security at 62. They go, I can't work anymore. I really need the money. But it's a real hit to your income because Social Security gets adjusted every year, as we talked about the COLA, for inflation. You'd like to get the highest base benefit. You should definitely wait, so there's no earnings penalty, until your full retirement age. For most people now, that's going to be 67. If you can wait till 70 because you have other income coming in, it pays. They're not going to run out. They're going to fix it in one way or another. It's another long story. But you want the highest base benefit for future inflation adjustments on your Social Security check. And number two, Medicare, if you are fully covered at work, you should stick with your work coverage because you'll be surprised at what the costs of Medicare are. It's not just the monthly premium, but it's the supplement that you're going to buy and the Part D drug policy. So stick with your work insurance. 98% of the time, it's a much better deal for you than Medicare.
Okay, people are confused about this because one gentleman, lovely, he said he called in a few weeks ago about this. You scolded him, and he said rightfully so. His wife had filled out the form, and she is now off of it. But somebody else just said, you need to sign up for Medicare Part A at 65 or you get fined once you do sign up.
No. Not as long as you have comparable coverage from work.
Okay.
That's the critical thing. There are a lot of people that can't work or they've lost their jobs. And now with Obamacare costing so much, such low subsidies for healthcare.gov, there are many people that are just saying, oh, please, God, let me get to 65 when I can sign up for Medicare. And that's terrific. That's what's so great about Medicare. But if you have coverage at work, it's probably going to be a better deal for you to keep the work coverage. When you figure out what your premium's going to be for Part B, Part D, and the cost of your supplement, or even the Advantage programs, because if you sign up just for the lower cost Advantage program, you're limited to a network of doctors. And if you're traveling to Florida for the winter to visit your kids in, you know, California, and you get sick, you've got a problem. So you want traditional Medicare, and that's expensive.
Yeah. I really appreciate you joining us, because people are confused about this. And I know it's basic stuff to you, Terry, but for the rest of us, it's confusing.
Lisa, you know what we should do? Let's have an event.
Let's do it. Can we do that? Do like a luncheon or something?
Yes, let's do something. I'll be there. Let's invite everybody, and let's get Tom Dillon of JT Medicare Solutions. And let's do a whole thing called...
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm doing it. I'm putting it together. People will love this, because I will love it, because I need help too.
Okay.
All right. It's a plan. Terry and I have hatched a plan. Follow her at terrysavage.com and listen to her tomorrow on John Williams Business Lunch between noon and 1.